Although the pressure is now off on making any immediate decisions, the Pinellas County Tourism Development Council today were still talking about the Tampa Bay Rays and a new ballpark to replace Tropicana Field. 2 weeks ago, the Rays opted to cancel plans for a possible referendum in November in St. Petersburg that would have asked local residents whether they approved using the waterfront for a new park. Questions about a lack of parking and having an open-air facility appeared to give many residents qualms. Now a committee, led by Progress Energy CEO Jeff Leisch, will now be responsible about getting community involvement about a new ballpark proposal. At the Tourist Council meeting today, Budget Committee Chairman Tim Boggett inquired about what a new economic impact study might determine.
If we are talking about a new stadium, and it, obviously a couple of weeks ago we were talking about a specific location and design and all of those things, the question would be, what is a projection as to the increase in tourism-related dollars from baseball that would be attributed to that new stadium?
Research consultant Walter Klages has been working on a new economic study for months now from people currently going to Rays games, but said he couldn't get that specific about a future plan because nobody knows where the proposed ballpark eventually will be built.
However, what I would suggest is that once this becomes clearer, if you desire to do so,
yes,
that you should actually consider the possibility of some focus groups. Mm-hmm. Because this is very complicated.
Yes.
We have in the past dealt with convention centers and convention center locations and design. And when you get into these kind of situations, you have to have respondents to whom you can actually explain and show what you're talking about.
We just discussed a similar type of study that he conducted 13 years ago, 3 years before the Rays began playing at Tropicana Field. That study found that baseball would draw nearly 90,000 new visitors a year with an initial economic impact of over $40 million. Klages says it might be double that now. Klages was asked what he thought of some critical analysis, some of which has been issued by USF professor Phil Porter, that says that sports teams overall do not bring much, if any, boost to the local economy.
There are professionals who say that sporting events do not have these kind of impacts, that all of that is passing, that it just happens and then there's one impact and then it dissipates and it's gone. I personally, as a professional, totally disagree with it. I think this is carrying the argument to one extreme. I also do not subscribe to off-the-cuff multipliers, which frequently are applied to these kind of studies. They are very reputable sources that you can use for multipliers and economic impact.
Carlin Peterson, Vice Mayor Clearwater, said she wanted to make sure that taxes coming out of her part of Pinellas County came back to her residents and asked that the new study reflect that. While the Vice Chairman of the Tourist Council, Russ Kimball, asked if there was any way to have data collected from those currently not attending Rays games, but who might go to future games at the stadium were located elsewhere.
I'm not sure we need to update it as much as that's part of where we're looking for to get a significant increase in visitors. Is that out there warranted out there, not the person at the game right now that we know is from Boston, but is there Boston fans that would be coming in the future?
Yes. The study can be done. And it would answer these kind of questions.
Rays Senior Vice President Michael Kalt says the ball club has already been working on a tourism impact study, but pulled back on releasing it after the waterfront ballpark proposal came off the board. St. Pete City Councilwoman Leslie Curran praised the Rays for dropping the waterfront park proposal and also took a dig at Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, who recently commented to ESPN The Magazine that he is not a fan of the Rays' current home.
I think if there's one thing that can't be disputed, it's the love that the city of St. Petersburg and Pinellas County have for baseball and the long history of it. It's just things were going a little too fast. I think this is a great way to maybe get to an end result that pleases everybody. And my one question is, however, if we do make it to the playoffs and say the World Series, would Bud Selig have a problem going to Tropicana Field then?
I'm assuming that's
a rhetorical
question.
You don't have to answer that.